Hear now God's holy word. The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The apostles and the presbyters, in agreement with the whole church, decided to choose representatives and to send them to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. The ones chosen were Judas, who was called Barsabbas, and Silas, leaders among the brothers. This is the letter delivered to them. The apostles and the presbyters, your brothers, to the brothers in Antioch, Syria, Cilicia, of Gentile origin, greetings. Since we have heard that some of our number who went out without any mandate from us have upset you with their teachings and disturbed your peace of mind, we have with one accord decided to choose representatives and to send them along with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, who have dedicated their lives to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are sending Judas and Silas, who will also convey this same message by word of mouth. It is the decision of the Holy Spirit and of us not to place on you any burden beyond these necessities, namely to abstain from meat sacrificed to idols, from blood, from meats of strangled animals, and from unlawful marriage. If you keep free of these, you will be doing what is right. Farewell. As they were sent on this journey, upon their arrival in Antioch, they called the assembly together and delivered the letter. When the people read it, they were delighted with the exhortation. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I will give thanks among the peoples, I will give you thanks among the peoples, O Lord. I will give you thanks among the peoples, O Lord. My heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and chant your praise. Awake, O my soul, awake lyre and harp. I will awake the dawn. I will give you thanks among the peoples, O Lord. I will give thanks to you among the peoples, O Lord. I will chant your praise among the nations, for your mercy towers to the heavens and your faithfulness to the skies. Be exalted above the heavens, O God. Above all the earth be your glory. I will give you thanks among the peoples, O Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything that I heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and to bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so I told you yesterday, I was all excited about today's gospel, huh? Because this gospel has always had a big influence in my life the last couple sentences. And what happens here is, like when I was in seminary, I entered seminary at 17. I'm a lifer, huh? And I used to study for the Society of the Divine Word, the SVDs, and it was in Epworth, Iowa. So I went to 2 years high school seminary, and then I went to college out in Epworth. And I loved Epworth, Iowa. I loved the Society of the Divine Word. The SVDs were like my family. I just love being with them. And yet, my whole time there, it was only a semester, I kept struggling about, is the Lord calling me back to be a diocesan priest? And I'm thinking, no, and I'd sit in prayer every day and say, Lord. And then I'm, you know, my spiritual director was Father Len Olivier became auxiliary bishop in Washington, D.C., and he made me do a week retreat with the monks at New Mellery. And so I'm sitting there and I'm praying, I'm still not having peace. And then one day I came before the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament in the chapel at the seminary there, and I just said, Lord, you got to tell me, is this of you? Is it of me? I'll do anything you want. If you want me to go back, I'll go back. If you want me to stay, I'll stay. And so I prayed and I opened up the Word of God and it came here. It was not you who chose me. It was I who chose you. And I commission you to go out and to bear fruit, fruit that will last. And anything you ask in my name, he will give you. The commandment I give to you is this, that you love one another. So in my breviaries and everything else, this is the phrase, the scriptures I have in the front of my breviaries. To remind me always, it's what God does, not what I do. He chose me, and he chooses you. And what does he choose us to be? His friends, right? He says, you did not choose me, I chose you. So sometimes we think, oh, what a, you know, we're doing a great thing for God. No, he chose you. He didn't have to. So yesterday when we talked about being loved, God chose you to be his follower. You didn't have to know Jesus, but he wanted you to. And then what does he do? He chooses you to be his friend. And he says, again, see how he sets this up? He says, no one has greater love than this than to give up one's life for one's friends. And then he says, you are my friends, meaning that I'm going to die for you. Now that should excite us. But right before he does that, he says, love one another as I have loved you. And the way he ends it, love one another as I have loved you. And what does that mean? There is no greater love than to lay down your life for your friends. You and I are called today and every day of our lives to lay down our life for love of others. The more you know you're loved, the more you know your friend, the more you know you have been chosen by God, the more you and I are called to lay down our life in love of other people. So today the question is going to be, who does God want you to die for today and tomorrow and the next day and all the days of your life? Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.